It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill, brought to us by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They are proud to announce that registration is open for Leadership 2022, a cohort-based intensive learning program designed to inform, develop, and engage committed and emerging leaders in the Greater Chapel Hill region. If you're looking to grow in your career as a leader, be sure to visit carolinachamber.org/leadership to learn more, and the deadline to apply is this week, so be sure to check that out. It is Tuesday, so we are talking Hillsborough, and joining me on the phone to do so is Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. Jen, happy Tuesday. How's it going?
Happy Tuesday, Brighton. Things are going well. It's a beautiful day out.
It's hard to complain when the weather is this nice, that's for sure. And it seems like we are starting to see people really get into the swing of things for spring in our community, starting to kind of be out and about, maybe taking use of the nice weather to walk and take buses and all that stuff to different spots more than we see during the winter. And kind of along those lines, I know that the Durham and Chapel Hill, Durham and Orange County MPO had a meeting recently, and you are very, very involved in that group, Jen. Could you fill us in on, again, what that group does, what the MPO does, and kind of what the recent updates were from a recent MPO meeting?
Yes. Yeah, so the short version is that that MPO stands for Metropolitan Planning Organization, and it is a quasi-judicial regional group, and there's different ones, you know, throughout the state that funnels the transportation funding that comes, you know, up from the municipalities in concert with DOT and then goes through the state funding process. But that is the body that it works its way through, that all the local jurisdictions are members of. So our MPO consists of the City and County of Durham, the County of Orange and the three towns, and also Chatham County as well.
Understood. And so I imagine it's talking a lot about, I'm talking a lot about like transit and stuff like that. What were some of the recent updates from a meeting that I think happened either last Thursday, last Friday?
Last Wednesday we met.
Oh,
and
shoot.
So, no, it's quite all right.
I was close.
It's quite all right. So one of the things, one of the big, you know, plans, documents that the MPO, you know, has to update and approve every several years, and there's many, some of them are annual, you know, they're on different cycles, but this one is done every few years, and it's the MTP. And the MTP is the transportation plan, the Metropolitan Transit Plan. And when it came time to renew it this year, our MPO really went about things differently, because what happened was we saw an early draft and looked at, you know, 30 years down the road and saw that we would not be achieving our goals of building more equitable communities or lowering our impact on climate change and emissions. Transportation is the biggest culprit in emissions in North Carolina right now. And so it's really imperative that we do our part to lower those. And what the problem is that because you have to make the plan based on certain assumptions, if you're planning 30 years out, assuming that everything will be the same then as it is now, then you're just perpetuating the same issues. And so we asked the amazing MPO staff for to make some changes and come back. And so the first 10 years of the plan, you know, look pretty much the same, because those 10 years are ones that are already far enough along in the process that, you know, we can't really change them up now in the same way. But in the out years, we put a much less emphasis on highway funding and expansion, and much more on public transit and bike ped. And so this is really different from previous plans, and it made some news. There are a couple of news articles about it in the News and Observer, and it caught the eyes of some of our, you know, our local delegation to the General Assembly. And they asked if they could come and just learn more about it. And so some members many of the members from Durham came. House member, you know, our House Rep Greg Meyer was there. And then it was a good chance for us to explain what we were doing and why, and for them to ask questions. And so we are really confident that this is how we need to move forward as a region and a state. But we certainly have a lot of work to do in helping other folks understand that. And so this is just part of that process.
Once again, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver about the Durham Chapel Hill Carrboro Metropolitan Planning Organization. She is on the board of that as well. And you can head to dchcmpo.org to learn a little bit more about them. And I thought that your point of, well, we have to look at things in the future, and if we are anticipating for it to be the same way 30 years down the road, that's how we perpetuate it. I imagine that it is also challenging, Jen, and another reason why state representatives wanted to be looped in. I imagine it's challenging because of these local governments. You're also relying on the partnerships with state representation, with federal representation, to try and project, well, we are reliant on them and those decisions made at those government levels to then craft what we're hoping for and planning to do decades down the road, right?
That's absolutely right. It's why it's so important for us to help our state representatives understand this, because we need changes at the state level because they, as it stands now, for example, they won't fund standalone bike ped projects. They always have to be part of a road project. And then just the balance of the, you know, if you look at the pie of DOT spending, the vast, vast majority of it goes to roads and highways. And I think, and just a tiny part of the slice of that pie is available for rail, bus, or bike ped. And you know, I think sometimes when people hear that, they're like, you know, it's really turned into this either or situation. and that doesn't make sense either. We know we're still going to have some roads, but I know I'm going to regret not saying that better when this interview is over. but we must really move towards putting much more resources in terms of our land use and our transportation spending to public transportation, trains, buses, and bike ped, especially when we've seen, you know, we can see in Hillsborough and Carrboro and Chapel Hill how transformative bike ped can be for communities when we treat it like its own regular way of moving around the world and not just recreation.
You mentioned that local perspective, which is exactly what I was going to follow up with to kind of turn it back that way. How much do you enjoy being able to bring the Hillsborough perspective to these meetings? And, you know, how do you find that fulfilling and taking what you talk about and what you work on the town government level? And I know that you regularly check in with the other towns of Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County as well, but then kind of scaling that up to also include Durham County and Chatham County representatives.
I find it really gratifying. I mean, certainly working as part of the MPO is you really have to care about this issue because it gets really technical and it's complicated, and it really has to be something that holds your interest, and it definitely holds mine. And it's also because this is what I hear from my community, and I know that the same is true for Mayor Himmiger and Mayor Siles as well. They hear this from their communities also. We all know that this is the things we're talking about are what our communities are asking us for. And so this is one way where we can help try and deliver on those and let them know that there are obstacles, but we are doing our level best to overcome those obstacles so that we all have a collective better future.
Well, once again, if you want to check out some of the work that that group is doing, the website is dchcmpo.org. And once again, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. If you want to find what's going on with the town of Hillsborough, their website, hillsboroughnc.gov. What are some of the upcoming events within the town, Jen, that you're looking forward to? I know that the Town Board of Commissioners does not meet this week. They will meet again next week as we're getting deep into the budget discussions. But what else is kind of coming up that you think should be important for our listeners to keep on their radars?
Well, this weekend we have a very special event, which is the rededication of the Okanichi Okemechee Replica Village, which is down by Riverwalk, kind of just past the farmers market area. Most people see that, you know, as you're walking down Riverwalk. We've had volunteers and members of the Okemechee tribe working on this project for several years, and it's finally for the rededication this Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock, and I think it'll be a very special event.
Yeah, so what does the rededication kind of entail, talking again about the purpose of that historical village being there, and are we talking like any sort of expected change coming to the village, or is it just reminding the community again, well, here's why this is really important for us to honor and to have in our Hillsborough community?
Well, people have been doing a lot of physical labor to reconstruct that village area down there over the past several years. Over time, it had just really worn down, and pieces of it had, you know, fallen apart and just kind of deteriorated. And so this was many, many hours of labor put into bringing it back to its full form. And I haven't had a chance to go look at the final finished thing yet, and there might be a few finishing touches on it, but just walking by over the past several years, it's been a tremendous change to bring it back to life, and lots of blood, sweat, and probably some tears have gone into it.
Well, once again, that is going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. this Saturday, and visithillsboronc.com is going to have more information on that and what to expect on East Margaret Lane this weekend. I'm afraid that we have run out of time with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, but again, if you're looking for town government information, hillsboronc.gov is going to be the website to go to for that. As always, Mayor Weaver, thank you so much for taking the time, and we look forward to catching up again next week.
Thanks so much for having me. Talk to you next week.